This is a dictation for Edison Weaver, EDDISONWEAVER, Jr. Date of birth is 10-10-1989, date of accident 2/27/2025, and date of service 10/22/2025. The patient comes for a follow-up visit today. He was last seen on 9/8/2025. The patient reports of ongoing pain in the right knee, which is still worse to the tune of 7, with the difficulty in walking and climbing the steps, and making difficult to work full time. He was advised for intra-articular injection of the right knee, but he always refused. He also has ongoing pain in the lower back, which is now 3-4 and is improving. Overall, the pains are varying from 3-5. No other issues are listed, and the ADLs are affected 4. 50 to 60% improvement is listed by the patient with the current treatment. And please review the records for ADL, for system review, and for additional issues, and for substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 160/109, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the examination will remain the same from previous visit of 9/8/2025. Only the musculoskeleton and the right knee examination need to be added along with general review. And in the plan to care, patient is released to a light duty job now to work with restriction where he can work 7 hours, 5 days with 10-pound lifting limit, no excessive bending, twisting, squatting, no excessive running. Patient was again advised about epidural injection for the lumbar region. That is indicated for his MRI finding. Patient again refused. He was not interested. He also do not want any injection to the right knee. An MRI has been ordered for his right knee for his insistence to find out exactly what his damage is, which appears to be a meniscus tear due to the work-related accident that happened. He is ordered to continue physical therapy for now once a week to the knee and the lower back, and with once a week laser, which will be the last month for this physical therapy. He has been continuing his social worker and counseling. He was found to have some issues with his biological father ownership. He has been referred to a psychiatrist, Dr. Parks, for his depression, anxiety, and panic. And has been advised to find a primary care physician to carry on with the responsibilities to help him. Medications were provided: Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Ortram, Tramadol, 50 milligram PRN for pain, Wellbutrin XR, 150 milligram PRN for anxiety and depression, Xanax, 0.5 milligram PRN for panic attacks and anxiety, and Lidocaine for topical pain relief. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time and will be released to full duty unless there is some finding in the MRI findings. His labs have been reviewed. Labs have been reviewed. Patient is found to be in compliance. Thank you.